Oh, yeah. That's the kind of night it's going to be. Ought to be shot. Just walked into the studio with a mouthful of blood, folks. No kidding around about that. And this music ain't helping, let me tell you. I wouldn't kid you about a thing like that, folks. This is Jimmy Knight. This is Jimmy Knight kicking off the Lost Discs radio show tonight. Yeah, well, they don't call me Mellow Yellow. Don't take that the wrong way. But Otto B. Schott is in the house, apparently. And Dr. Doc Brown is in the house, most definitely.
Yep.
He's over there. So So anyways, here we are. You know, it's November, and I'm going to be honest with you, folks. I'll try to behave myself, but there's no promises. Doc, you know, we've got an election coming up.
Oh, is that right?
And so what that might mean is that tonight we're going to offend some people. All right. But it's good. We're going to try to be kind of fair and rounded about this. You know, it's like if we're going to make fun of one side, we're going to make fun of all sides. It's just that it's not funny anymore, you know, because it's, you know, it used to be it's just that the President Bush was kind of funny, you know, the way he would talk. And now, you know, he talks and he says things where you're like, well, shit, man, that's actually not funny anymore, you know. So we're going to address some of those issues, I guess. And Doc, you're my spin machine.
Here's, sure.
You know what I'm saying? If I say anything or if I do anything on the show tonight that's too offensive to anybody, you smooth it over. All right?
I got to do what I got to do.
Cuz I have no filter. Ought to be shot. Certainly has no filter.
The press secretary's
and
name
Chesty's
no.
Just going to keep talking without the microphone there so no one can hear her, but I want her to say that on the microphone. She just had a great comment. Go ahead, Chesty. What was that now you said about that?
I said there's a reason the press secretary's name is Snow, to give some snow jobs.
Yeah. Whoa. What?
Chesty, what do you know about snow jobs?
No, wait. What? Chesty, what kind of jobs are you doing over there? Oh, my God. Folks.
I don't know. Where I come from, they call blow snow.
Okay, so you see what I mean? We're, even my guy that spins it over there, it's already, he's now, everyone's offended already. See, the old ladies that listen to this show, the blue hairs, they're not going to. So if you're offended or if you're digging it, either way, you get on the email tonight at some point and tell us to just shut the hell up before it's too late. And, the, you know, the FBI comes knocking on the door and says, you're a terrorist. Let's go. That's all we have to say now. You know, that's all. We're just coming in. If there's a knock, there won't even be a knock at the door. They're just coming in. They'll help themselves to the beer in the fridge, and they'll say, "Time to go, buddy." It's the new act that we enacted. So we're gonna kick it off tonight on the show with a little bit of Dixie Doodle action. It's John Abner, ladies and gentlemen, on the show tonight.
When I wake up in the morning, gonna take a little walk downtown. 'Cause the weatherman said there'd be high winds. I'm gonna watch them skirts blow round. 'Cause I'm a Dixie Doodle Dandy. Well, a super duper Jim Dandy. 'Cause when it comes to women, well, I just can't love enough. When I was a barely 13, my big brother said to me, you gotta love your woman, beat her up, then treat her tenderly. To be a Dixie Doodle Dandy, well, a super duper Jim Dandy. 'Cause when it comes to women, well, I just can't love enough. Taught me to play the sax. Mama taught me guitar.
But my baby taught me how to love, and that's where I'm a star. Cause I'm a Dixie Doodle Dandy. Well, a super duper din dandy. And when it comes to women, well, I just can't love enough.
CQ, Monticello, Maine, the United States of America.
All right, everybody on the floor, stand by. Senator Bobby, Senator McKinley, just a word before we go into the record. Remember, this has got to be a smash, you two guys together, so shake hands and come out singing.
I'm just mad about saffron, a saffron. Mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just crazy about me.
Stand by, Senator Bobby.
They call me mellow yellow.
Quite rightly, yeah.
They call me mellow yellow.
Quite rightly, Senator, yes.
They call me mellow yellow.
Is that it, guys?
That's your part.
That's
Senator.
My part.
Right.
That's
it.
Just mad about 14. 14 mad about me.
Well, I like 72 myself, Senator.
I'm just
quiet, Senator.
Mad about 14. She's just insistent about me. They call me mellow yellow.
Quite rightly, yes.
They call me mellow yellow.
Quite rightly, yes. This does not sound right, guys.
Senator, this is the way we rehearsed it, and I wish you'd do it. Could you please? Just quite rightly.
Now listen, if I don't get more than quite rightly, I do respect to the senior senator. Senator. I don't understand this.
Senator, it's a bipartisan song, and we're trying to give the Republican senator his just due. We don't want to make a political fight here.
Well, I don't understand what mellow yellow means either. That doesn't thrill me either.
Senator, it's his song. All we want from you is quite rightly.
You mean not even a bodeo-do or a doobie-doobie-doo?
No, Senator, just quite rightly.
Electrical banana.
What is this electrical? I don't understand that.
Senator, those are the words of the song. It's an English song.
Electrical banana.
That doesn't sound like English to me.
Has to be the very next phase. They call me mellow yellow. They call me.
Senator, this is your part
yellow.
With the quite rightly.
Quite rightly, yes.
They call me mellow yellow.
I bet they do, yes.
I'm just mad about.
He keeps doing this over and
this
over
is
again.
It, Senator.
This is the whole song.
Yes.
Mad about.
It doesn't
me.
Sound right to me at all. It's saffron and 14. I don't understand.
Saffron.
Senator, you shouldn't complain about someone else's song. It's not good for your image in the business.
Well, it's not good for his either. I heard the song, and it's just not right.
It's the swinging sound of Lost Discs Radio.
Oh, to be famous.
Little lady, I can make you famous overnight.
Who are you?
I am what is known as a PR man.
PR man?
Public relations, my dear. Public relations. It is my business to glamorize the unglamorous. In my hands, the pedestrian becomes splendorous, the prosaic resplendent. What do you do, baby?
Oh, I spin straw.
That's it. You spin straw.
So?
Don't interrupt. It's coming.
What?
The idea. The spark. I got it. You spin straw into gold.
Yeah, but I can't
spin
straw.
Doesn't matter. I'll do the thinking. Now I'll just contact the trades.
But wait.
Just leave it to me, please.
And so it happened that overnight Gladys did become famous. Of course, nobody had ever seen the gold, but through the PR man's magic, and since it had appeared in all the papers, the people believed it. All of them. Everyone.
It's the Detachable Discs radio show.
Hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
You should never be ashamed of telling me when you're afraid of something. Everybody's afraid of something or other.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
The world is in a mess, girl. I wanted to get off if I could. The heat is overtaking, girl. I'd like to stop it now if I could. My mind has been aching. I'd refuse to take the drugs if I could. I walk around in daisies, yeah, I'm going through the faces like I should.
A Zawi year for an election campaign. And in Film City, USA, Ronnie Reagan and his press agent, Flackman, plan their strategy.
Golly, Flackman. Will I really get to be governor of California?
You will, if you can start conducting yourself as a politician and forget you were ever in show business.
I forgot it already, believe me, sweetie. I was telling my makeup man just this morning.
Stop that tap dancing.
Wait a minute, watch this. Here's how I'll come tapping down the stairs for the press in Sacramento, waving a little American flag.
Ronnie.
Maybe have Shirley Temple by the hand.
Nobody ever tap danced his way into public office.
What about George Murphy?
Shut up. The flack phone. Yes, Commissioner. He did. When? We'll be there in 5 minutes.
What is it, Flackman? The Riddler?
The governor.
Worse yet.
He's just announced that he's not going to turn this state over to Ronnie Reagan and his bunch.
Holy Sacramento, why not?
Let's put our thinking caps on, Ronnie. The governor right. is a Democrat. You're a Republican.
True.
Democrats don't like to turn their states over to Republicans. That's it.
You figured it out.
It certainly is a bizarre attitude, all right. Yes?
A couple of baseball players here to see you, Bruce.
Hiya, Flackman.
Hiya, Flackman.
Sandy, Don. What can I do for you?
Well, we were on the Hollywood Palace, see?
Yes.
And we were hoping that you could maybe help us to be governor.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, I'll handle this. You think you could just jump from the ballpark to one lousy TV guest appearance and that qualifies you to be governor? No, no, that's not the way it works.
But then how...
You get a few movies under your belt, and then maybe people will accept you as governor material.
I know, but...
Later. Some of these kids today, huh?
Yes. Meanwhile, we've got to get you elected. Come on, old friend, to the Flackmobile.
Golly, Flack man. How can I ever repay you for helping me?
Well, for openers, you could take your foot off my cape.
What's that little bicycle wheel dragging along the back of the Flackmobile?
I'm trying to see how much farther I can go on Platform 8.
Well, Ronnie, have you deciphered the governor's statement that he wouldn't turn this state over to you and your bunch?
Flackman figured it out, Commissioner. It's because I'm a Republican and he's a Democrat.
Incredible! The mind reels.
That's only part of the riddle, Ronnie. What does he mean by your bunch?
Search me.
Sinatra? Dean Martin? Sammy Davis Jr.?
Wrong bunch.
John Wayne? Barry Goldwater? William Buckley Jr.?
That's the bunch.
Wait a minute. Bunch, banana. Top banana. He's referring to your showbiz background.
Holy George Jessel, Flack, man. That's it. Show me a man who won't turn his state over to show folk, and I'll show you a crabby old governor.
Nicely put, Ronnie.
What's the matter with movie stars, anyhow? Look at us. Do we not have teeth, hair, shoulders? If you prod us, will we not run for governor? And if you prick us, will we not get emotional? I will not have my integrity questioned!
Why, he blew up and walked out of the room. It's not like him.
Yes, it is. Come back in here, Ronnie.
Hi, gang.
Must you be so dramatic?
I look at it this way. If I blow the governor a bit, there's always the Academy Award, right?
Good thinking, Ronnie. Now it's time for your appearance on Face the Press. To the Flackmobile.
Welcome once again to Face the Press. We'll start our questions with Miss Craig.
Mr. Reagan, as a Republican running for an important public office, what would you say are the crucial issues here?
Well, the most crucial thing to me, that which takes precedent over everything else, is that I come across on television better than Nixon did when he ran for president.
Would you consider that crucial?
Well, it was to Nixon. One lousy makeup job, zap, wiped out, just like that.
The color question was raised recently by some factions. I wonder if you could give us a few facts on that.
Yes. Well, he used the Max Factor number 4 beige to cover the 5 o'clock shadow, but it came out by clown white, you know.
Mr. Reagan, what is the name of your press agent?
Flackman. Leonard Flackman.
And where is he at the moment?
He's changing over there in that phone booth.
Oh, I see. Well,
here he comes now.
Sorry I'm late. Those leotards are murder.
Well, that brings up an interesting question. Although you're dressed in a business suit now, Mr. Flackman, why are you frequently seen leaping about in blue tights, a wide yellow belt, boots, a cape, and a mask?
I try to blend in with the crowd on the Sunset Strip. As much as possible.
I'll accept that.
Mr. Reagan, you've spent most of your life in Hollywood. Surely you realize that California's problems are statewide. Mr. Christopher, for example, wonders how you feel about San Francisco.
Yes, well, I think it was one of the great pictures of all time.
Can't we get down to cases here? If you were governor, how would you have handled the Watts riots?
Be careful how you answer that, Ronnie.
Right. I stand on my record. If you consider the way I dealt with civil disobedience and girls on probation and law and order, I think you see the kind of leadership that is needed in this state.
Well, what would you have done about the unrest at Berkeley?
Well, once again, as far back as naughty but nice, and right up to she's working her way through college, I had a first-hand knowledge of student problems of one sort or another. I straightened out Betty Grable in that last one.
sir.
But those are movies. What about
the... Of course, it's important that a governor has a sense of humor, too. It isn't all heavy drama. Did you catch me in Bedtime for Bonzo?
Bedtime for Bonzo? These are violent times, Mr. Reagan. How are you equipped to handle a major crisis?
In King's Row, I lost both my legs. How's that for a crisis, lady? What do you want from me?
Cool it, Ronnie.
Okay.
There's something fishy about that woman reporter. Underneath that wig and that rubber mask. How now, Brown Governor?
The incumbent himself in a May Craig suit.
That's right. And I'm not going to turn this state over to any handsome, virile Republican movie star with all his hair and a nice smile.
Why don't you try smiling for a change instead of looking so crabby all the time?
You'd look crabby, too, if you were governor of a state full of kooks like this one. Of course, you'll never get the... chance!
Zowie, Flack Man. Did you see that footwork?
Yes. He jumped from the far left wing of the stage onto the loose liberal plank in your platform. Catapulted himself right out through the window onto the middle of the road and got away.
That's what I call a tricky governor. Oh, well.
Have you any final words before we sign off, Mr. Reagan?
Just this.
Give my regards to Murphy and leaders of the GOP. Tell all the boys in Sacramento that I found the rest of me. Tell him of how I'm yearning to mingle with that smoke-filled throng. Here we go! Give my regards to Lyndon, too, and tell him I'll be there ere long.
Will the quick Ronnie Reagan jump over the crabby Brown governor, gubernatorially speaking? Don't miss the next star-studded election. Same big state. Same big libel suit.
Yes, the incredible, the one and only, the incredible Stan Freeberg here tonight on Lost Discs Radio Show. That was part one and two of a two-sided 45 RPM man off the Capitol Records label, The Flack Man and Reagan out of 1966. Well, I don't have to tell you that, folks. 40 years ago, nothing's really changed in 40 years, I guess, but that's a good thing.
People what? Twisted and gyrated in sexual and provocative fashion.
Holy crap. Well, Berkeley in the 60s, Doc, speak for yourself.
Yeah, that was Ronnie Reagan with that quote.
Yes, that was Ronnie Reagan. And before that, of course, it was the Mach 5, if I could. And right before that, of course, we heard from the Democrat. Sort of. Well, we heard from Republican there, too. Senator Bobby. It's just attributed to Senator Bobby. It's on the Cameo Parkway label, and it's supposedly Bobby Kennedy and Senator Everett McKinley doing their version of Mellow Yellow. Yes, the fantastic
We're tripartisan.
At least we try to be. And folks, speaking of this kind of thing, people have emailed in, and it all started, first of all, unbelievably, because we did not give the email address. So, Doc, hurry up and give it for people that are just out there furious that they can't email because they don't know what to do.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, that's what you need to do. You need to do lost@wbcq.us. Yeah. lost@wbcq.us.
Right.
Can't miss.
It all started earlier today, actually, sometime around 6 o'clock this evening. A guy named Tim Fort, okay? If you can believe this guy's name is Tim Fort. He emails in from we don't know where, and he says he's digging this show. And he listens over the internet, and he just wants us to keep sticking it to the man. Well, I guess you're in the right spot, then. We'll try to do what we can tonight. And speaking of sticking it to the man, the next person that emailed in, actually, during the show tonight is good old Fletch. We all know that guy, Fletch.
Hey, Fletch. Yeah?
So Fletch emails in and says, go to hell with the politics, man, because because there ain't no way you're going to be fair and rounded about that. And so, well, okay. But Fletch
is... Hey, we all can't be rounded like him.
I can't... Oh, my God. He said something. Dr. Doc Brown just said something out loud, folks. No, I'm not going to stoop to that level. I was just about to say thanks for Fletch listening on the show, but I'm sure he's tuning out by now with a big middle finger sticking up out of his left hand. Okay, and then Brad.
It won't be the first time.
Here comes Brad in Massachusetts area, and he's, we don't know what he's doing. But Brad, of course, is the host of Grits Radio, which is the latest thing to hit the airwaves on WBCQ. So check out, if you're checking out Grits Radio, then you're checking out this guy, Brad, and we should have been sending out that mellow yellow thing to him because he remembers that one from back in the 60s, man. The Senator Bobby version of that. Okay, and Cosmic Debris, speaking of things on BCQ, Cosmic Debris coming in, getting us on 7415 kilohertz tonight on the shortwave radio down in Maryland, USA. Folks, that's exciting. And here comes Ken and Marlene up in West Hill, Ontario. And boy...
I thought they were in Cheswick. That was somebody else.
Well, there's a guy named Mike in Cheswick, Ontario, and it's Cheswick. Ken here and Mike used to hang out in Yorkville section of Toronto back in the 60s, man. And they used to save their banana. Now, this is true. Doc, listen to this. Doc, I need your help on this.
Yeah.
Because apparently this guy, Ken.
Yeah.
Ken. Yeah. Now, see, the United States laws can't touch him apparently yet. He says that they used to save the banana peels from their lunches back in the 60s.
Dry them out.
And dried scrapings, you know. And then they'd roll them up in the papers and they'd light them up. And man, mellow yellow.
Yeah. It gives
right?
you a wicked headache, though.
Psycho jello.
Way worse to me. My own experience in this is way worse than a good bottle of Merlot. Like, it's really a bad headache. But
yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Right. Well, folks, this is what happens when people email in. We just read them, and we don't censor nothing because, you know, we're all going to get taken away someday. Now, speaking of getting taken away, this next record, these guys are really, really pissed off about something. You remember that record, Eve of Destruction?
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, Barry Maguire,
yeah.
And he's all tough, and he's...
Is this the Dawn of Correction?
You don't believe you're going to hell in a handbasket with blood on your face in the Nile River, bodies floating in the River Jordan.
Did I ever play the the Jen and Dean version of that?
Well, the Jen and Dean version where they change it to like the Watts riots.
Watts, California. Yeah, right. Yeah. Did I ever play that for you?
You've played it for us, yeah. We should dig that out sometime, put that on.
Sure.
So, and then, of course, the spokesman did an answer song for that called...
Dawn of Correction.
Yeah, Dawn of Correction. Very good, Doc.
I know some stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, this is one that everybody missed. And I think this is one that you wouldn't necessarily know unless you listened to it, that I think they're trying to echo that sentiment of Eve of Destruction. All right? Because these guys are really pissed off about the similar types of ideas, but, man, they really don't pull any punches. It's Tommy and the True Blue Facts. Tonight on Lost Discs Radio Show.
See the people walking down the street. They're burning down buildings and sacking new shoes for their feet. Who's got the right? What a game when a cop must refrain from protecting his life, cause if he does, he'll get the blame. Who's got the right? Who's got the right? You tell me who? Who's got the right? Cause this country of ours has abandoned its laws. Why even have them at all? You can ride, you can steal, you can get if you feel. If you claim you've never had a very bad deal. Na 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 yeah. Why bust your spine? You can spend your time now making more money in an unemployment line. Who's got
got the right. Understand this is a free land, but you don't get what you want with a knife and a gun in your hand. Who's got the right? Who's got the right? You tell me who? Who's got the right? 'Cause this country of ours has abandoned its laws. Why even have them at all? You can write, you can steal, you can kill if you feel. If you claim you never heard of every fair deal. Na 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 na. Laws guarantee all equality, but you can't legislate against a lifetime of hate. Who's got the right? Poor kids, they too learn how to hate. But the time that they're 12, they're in trouble, and it's too late. Who's got the right? How can you hope for civil liberties when there's no respect for law in our great society? Who's got the right? Who's got the right? 'Cause this country of ours has abandoned its laws. Why even have them at all? You can ride, you can steal, you can get up, you feel. If you claim you never heard of it, fair deal. Na 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 na.
Radio. You have the right to remain silent.
Another oldie goldie flashback. Shortwave and internet, you're on the planet.
But now there's something else about fear that I don't think you quite understand, Billy.
What's that?
Well, sometimes when you become afraid, there isn't anything that's really dangerous. Sometimes you think things are dangerous when they're not. Sometimes you and most other people grow afraid even when they know there's nothing dangerous. Can you think of anything like that, Billy?
I really think I'm entitled to an answer to that question.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you.
There's a lot of strange things in this old world. Now you can't tell the boys from the girls.
Tweeners.
They have the right to have their say because they live in the USA. People are marching up and down our streets. Some are calling for our army's defeat.
You get stuck in Iraq.
You can get one of them to move away. They'd rather say it's great to stay in the USA. Look around you and you will see. It's great to stay in the USA, the land of the brave and the free.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier.
Our prestige is on a downward trend. Envy makes enemies instead of friends. You can bet your bottom dollar if they had their way, they'd be a living in the USA. It's great to stay in the USA. Look around you and you will see. It's great to stay in the USA, the land of the brave and the free.
Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Some don't like current events. Some don't even like the president.
Shame on you.
Don't hear about the good things that come their way. Opportunity knocks in the USA.
Winners.
It's great to stay in the USA. Look around you and you will see. It's great to stay in the USA, the land of the brave and the free.
Terrorists and rogue nations.
We have our troubles, I'll agree. They were all caused by you and me. You can search for all you're worth, but America's the greatest place on earth. It's great to stay in the USA. Look around you and you will see. It's great to stay in the USA, the land of the brave and the free.
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in. to kind of catapult the propaganda.
Lost Discs Radio.
You still advocate the use of LSD?
Tell you just why I hide. You bring me down real low. Look at me now, you'll know.
Forgot the tax.
Huh?
A penny for the governor.
Oh, I didn't know about the tax.
Go on, keep it. Who needs freeways?
She's a little confused. I think it's the gasoline tax that goes to the freeways. I think.
Oh? We're not just hoping you're dumb, America.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
We're banking on it.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once.
Et tu, Brute?
Oh, it is, it's all.
What happened?
Let me live it.
Say it again. Say it one more time. Say it.
Let me tell you now.
Yep. All right.
Oh, yeah.
No, I thought he was going to say it again and again, but anyways, yeah, that's the incredible sounds, I guess, of Eddie Holman on the Cameo Parkway label. Yeah, because it is a free country, and we can play that record and not have to worry. Doc, are you worried?
No. Me?
You know.
Worry?
What, him? What, you?
What? Yes. Me worry?
And people will be glad to know that before that, we were spinning the 31st of February as a group, man. We had the 45 on the Vanguard Records label. Pick a Gripe was the song, okay? Pick a Gripe. Any gripe.
Pick a Gripe.
The 31st of February. And actually, one of the guys in that went on to be the drummer for the Allman Brothers, right?
Is that the sequel to Pick a Grape?
Pick a... no, actually, I don't think it is. Hey, Jim Nesbitt before that on the Chart Records label with It's Great to Stay in the USA. Jim Nesbitt and Friends, it says on the label. Because we kicked off that set with Tommy and the True Blue Facts. They were on the A&M label with Who's Got the Right? Who's Got the Right to make such an incredibly lousy record? But they had, at least they had spirit. You know what I mean? They had punch to that record. They had, they were drinking punch. With spiked with something.
They're telling it like it is.
People, again, the thing with the email, I don't know. The thing is that we're hearing from Tulsa, okay now. Is that okay? What does that mean? What does that mean, okay?
We heard from them last week, too.
Does that just mean that that's okay, or does that mean that that's where they live?
I don't even know where that is.
Yeah. Tulsa, Oklahoma, Chris and Kara.
Right above your favorite president's state.
Huh? So, yes. All right. So, anyway, they're getting it on their, you know, they're getting on their SBR 366, which is a circa 1948 shortwave receiver, and they got the droopy L antenna up on there. Now, speaking of shortwave receivers, good old Dr. Doc Brown is your hero.
Yeah.
He just stopped into the, tell me what you brought in there tonight.
I brought in the old Helicrafters.
Yeah.
Helicrafters special. Needs an antenna, but it's got the tubes in it. Fires up.
It's the Helicrafters shortwave 500 series, folks.
Nice. Yeah, it takes a while. It takes about a minute and a half when you turn it on. You hear these vibrations and some sounds, and then all of a sudden the inside start glowing.
Yeah.
It's very neat.
So we'll have
30
to...
watts of pure shortwave power.
We're going to take care of that for you. We'll take care of that for you until you need that back, Doc. And like that, Mike in downtown Keswick emails in and he says, yeah, they've got some elections coming up too, but who cares, because he's going to go get a Chiquita out of the fruit basket and take care of business, you know, once again with the Mellow Yellow references, people.
I
don't even know what that means. All right.
Hey, we had a first tonight.
What did we do?
Auto-B-Shot left.
Auto-B-Shot took off, I know.
He left halfway through a show.
Well, he did. His mouth was still bleeding.
I know. I punched him a little too hard. We were just playing around. I mean, you know, and at first I thought he was joking.
The man was in pain. Serious pain, I think. You know, suddenly it's not funny. Well, hey, none of this is funny,
folks. I think it still is.
But if you want to contact us through the analog mail, you can always do that. That's sort of a slow time, real time way of telling us to shut the hell up. You get in on the thing. It's P.O. Box 157. Now, come on, now write this down. Somebody needs to write this down.
Yeah, Doc's gonna, the mailbox has been empty for quite a few weeks.
You got to go down there every once in a while with a can of Pledge and a roll of paper towels and keep it cleaned out. the only person who writes to us in the P.O. Box these days is J.J. Johnson. You know that guy, Jay Johnson?
Triple J.
He'll send you some stuff occasionally. But it's go ahead, give it to you. It's P.O. Box
P.O.
what?
P.O. Box, 157.
Huh?
P.O. Box 157.
Yeah.
That would be in North Haven, Haven, Connecticut, 06473.
All right.
Address it to Dr. Doc Brown and the other guy.
Yes, that happens more often than you'd think, folks. It's true. So we get it in there. Of course, we're in the USA. And and of course, on the email, it's lost@wbcq.us. And here comes a record that we've already played, but I think in light of the current elections coming up on Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yes, Tuesday. People calm down. I've had a few.
Boy, everybody is misspeaking these days.
With the electricians coming up on Tuesday, I figure it's a good time to replay this record, because we played this record and it didn't get much of a reaction, and I was kind of surprised.
What did you really mean when you were saying Tuesday? What did you really mean? What did you really mean to say?
I meant to say Pugsley.
Oh.
No, Wednesday. What was the girl on Adam's Family?
Wednesday.
Her name was Wednesday.
Okay.
See, that's what the heck. What's up with that?
I believe it.
So, this is a record by a group called The Band. And I mean B-A-N-N-E-D, Band, right? And this is off the Fontana label.
Should we be listening to this?
This is a pretty intense record if you really want to get into it, folks. It is by The Band, but it's not Band, at least not yet, in these United States. It's called It Could Never Happen Here.
A long time ago in Egypt, the Pharaoh had a million slaves. He beat them to death in the desert sun to build him a fancy grave. What a terrible thing to do, what a terrible thing to do. But that's just history, and anyone can see it could never happen. Close by the River Jordan, the gentlest of men was born. They nailed him to a cross on Calvary Hill with a crown of razor thorn. What a terrible thing to do, what a terrible thing to do. But that's theology, and anyone can see. Remember the maddest murderer of all. His victim cried out over 6 million strong, and the world never heard their call. What a terrible thing to do, what a terrible thing to do. But that was Germany, and anyone can see it could never happen here. For a mighty nation, too soon her glories turned to shame. She spent all her dollars on bullets and bombs, and pennies on misery and pain. What a terrible thing to do, what a terrible thing to do. But that's insanity, and anyone can see it can never happen here.
Hard work. No doubt about it, it's tough. If you fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Sing a song.
enemy number one, and it's time that we called it off. Ow! Stop the war! Now! Good God, hear me say it. Don't put it off another day. Everybody sing it. Stop the war! Ow! Now, 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 now. Don't put it off another day. All we got to do is, Lord, cemeteries are overflowing. The leaders of the world came victory's near, but the death list keeps right on growing. And what does a mother get in return for the life of the son she's lost? A few measly pennies a month, a medal, a baby, and a doggone cross. I said, stop the war! Now! Good God, hear me say it. Don't put it off another day. Everybody sing, stop the war! Wounded and the dead. Oh, enough blood be shed for the wounded and the dead. Oh,
stop the war.
Listen.
Now.
Good God, everybody.
Don't put it off.
Not another day now.
Stop the war.
Now. Now, 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 now.
Don't put it off.
Another day. This is a message to the leaders of the world.
That if we gave LSD to all the statesmen and politicians in the world, we might have a chance at stopping war. That's a quote from Paul McCartney. I concur heartily.
Lost Discs Radio.
Of course, we could use tear gas and beat them up. Use hand grenades or riot guns.
Love is but the song we sing for fear the way we die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry.
Yell like that at the end of the song kind of ruined a good groove, but yes, that's the original. That was, you know, everyone thinks that it's that groovy group from 1969 that did it, the Youngbloods, you know, had the hit in 1969. That was the original out of 1965 by the Wee Five, yes, of the A&M record label. I'm sorry, Doc. What?
So, yeah, we played that before too.
Very good. I think we have. I'm not sure, but I think you know. I think if you go back in the playlist, that's true. We may have played that one once.
We have. We have.
Before that, it was Edwin Starr. Yes, it's not just a ripoff of that Good God Y'all song, but it was the same guy, and it was the same groove, and it was the same message, Stop the War, and it's a lesser-known one of his records like that. And, of course, before that, we kicked off that set with The Band, B-A-N-N-E-D, Band. Now, come on, not that whole thing about backing up Bobby Dylan and the thing.
The pig house.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, folks. Well, that's the kind of show it's been, and I think we've offended a lot of people, but what can I tell you, man? I just pull out these records. I go in the closet over there, I go down in the basement, I pull out these old records, and, you know, they're obscure, and I throw them on the air, and listen, don't read anything into it. If it seemed a little political, it's all happenstance. And that could never happen again. It never happened in history ever again. What, Doc?
Jimmy, you know, I have to say, I'm actually a little disappointed. I really didn't have to spin anything. I thought you went a little light. I think you went a little lightweight tonight.
Yeah? You think so?
I did. I think you're mellowing in your old age. Mellowing.
Yeah. I suppose. I don't know. Believe me, there's a lot of stuff that got cut from the playlist tonight that could have happened.
A lot of stuff on the floor.
Now, here comes an interesting email right at the very end here. This is a guy getting us in Honduras tonight.
Wow.
Did you hear that, Chesty? Honduras.
Are they having elections in Honduras on
Tuesday,
too?
Are they having some elections in Honduras? This is Dick. Now, if you can believe this. Now, you never really know what you can believe around here. You know, people, you know, we don't know who this really is, but this is the guy getting the program tonight. In Honduras with an S9 signal with no interference at 0345 Greenwich Mean Time. All right? You see? So that could be legit, folks. Who knows? There's a guy named Dick. Send your mailing address and we will send you a QSL card for this program and for this station, WBCQ, which is out of Monticello, Maine, USA. And this program, The Lost Discs Radio Show. And folks, you've been digging it. On 7415 and on 5110 kilohertz, your underground shortwave alternative, and maybe if you're up on Tuesday mornings working out or studying for them midterms, you're getting it on the frequency modulated sounds of CKDU 88.1 FM, Halifax, Nova Scotia. Good night, folks.